Assalamu alaikum. My name is Fatima Sabr, and I'm the host of your Muslim Girl podcast, where you can come to get advice and we can all learn and grow together. This is your safe space. So, alhamdulillah, I'm glad that you're here. If you're a new time listener, alhamdulillah, very excited to have you here. If you're an old time listener, welcome back. Equally excited to have you here. And so, let's just jump right into the weekly segments. For what I learned this week, I think it's more a reflection of the week, really, than necessarily something that I learned. But the first thing is the level of cruelty that people are capable of when they will not be held to account. Again, kind of a reflection, more of a reminder. But when you see what's happening in Gaza and Palestine as a whole, and you see the atrocities that these people have to face, you're really reminded of how people take power. Once they get it, it goes to their head. And, you know, when you're put into a position of power, you're put into a position of authority, you have a responsibility. So if and when you ever come into some modicum of responsibility, you're in some role of authority, let's say you become a parent, you're an older sibling, things like that, those are responsibilities. And with that power, again, comes responsibility. So you have to make sure that you're using it well. Right, because not only now are you impacting yourself, but you're impacting other people that are looking up to you for guidance and for help. So, you know, taking that reminder and applying it to ourselves. And the next thing is, you know, the level of luxury that we have here in the West. I have access to however many jackets. You know, I have a fall jacket, I have a winter jacket, I have boots. I have, you know, a clean space to pray. I have running water. I have heating, you know. And then you see the destitution that the people in Gaza are living in. And you're just shocked, you know, when you see the difference. So those are some of my reflections of the week. And then going on to quote of the week, it goes, nothing changes if nothing changes. And obviously, I'm talking about habit implementation and, you know, habits to kind of get you started for Ramadan. So you can't expect something to change. You can't expect necessarily a better outcome than the one that you're in if you stay exactly the same. So with that being said, let's get right into the habits. So with these habits, actually, I want to kind of preface this by saying that, you know, some of these habits you probably have heard before, but they're also habits that I think are very, very important for us as Muslims to really take into account. And they're not all necessarily religious habits, but with your intention, you can make it something, inshallah, that you're going to get hasanah for. And also some of these habits, there might be, you know, kind of obvious, you know, but I think it's good to have that reminder and then to start these habits now so you can set yourself up for success in Ramadan, where, you know, sometimes we're feeling a lot more tired. And so you want to keep up that momentum in Ramadan as opposed to just starting it out in Ramadan. So you're setting yourself up for success. So the first habit that I want to implement consistently is reading Quran after Fajr for at least 5 minutes with translation. So again, the key word here is consistency, right? You need to make sure that when you're doing these habits, you're trying to do them regularly. You're trying to do them daily. So for you, let's say if you want to start reading Quran, but Fajr just doesn't work for you, maybe try doing it after Dhuhr or after Asr, or maybe it's right before you go to bed after Isha, right? And so the habit technique that I'm implementing here is a technique called habit stacking, which I'm sure you've heard me talk about before, but honestly, it does work, okay? Because when I read Fajr and then I jump to reading Quran, right, I don't go back to sleep, it's like, it's an instantaneous thing where you're rewiring your brain to associate, okay, this is X behavior I'm starting off with, then I'm going to incorporate behavior Y exactly after. And so having that association, having something, an established behavior that you're already tying it into, can really help you be much more successful with your habits. And especially because we have to pray anyways, you might as well just add another habit on top of that that is beneficial for you. So the next habit that I want to incorporate is moving my body for at least 10 minutes a day. And so, again, the key word here is consistency. I know that it's so hard sometimes to find the motivation or find the discipline to work out. And we also tend to think, oh, I don't have time to work out. I don't have time to, you know, go for a quick walk or whatever. But if you're shortening down to just 10 minutes, you know, 10 minutes is basically nothing out of your day, right? Let's say you're awake for 12 to 16 hours. 10 minutes out of that is very, very minute. It's quite a small amount. And so if that seems even too big for you, this doesn't have to be all at once. You can have like a 5-minute thing in the morning and then a 5-minute thing in the evening, right? Just start off small and you can work your way up, right? So then the third habit that I want to start implementing and that I think is beneficial again for all of us is reading a Dean book for at least 5 minutes a day. And so this is just for me liking to read, and I just happen to learn that way. It's a way I like to absorb information. So this is, you know, books on Deen and on Islam as a whole, maybe religious teachings, maybe it's hadith, things like that, right? So I find that when you start taking actions to learn, remember, learning is incumbent upon us as Muslims, but when you start learning, you take active effort to start learning, you stop feeling stagnant, right? Because you have to take action in order to break away from stagnation. And if you're making the effort now, before Ramadan comes around, to get into the habit of learning, then inshallah, that's going to benefit you in Ramadan. Okay. And the fourth habit that I want to implement is also reading, but reading, say, 10 pages of a nonfiction book every single day. So again, trying to explore different aspects of the world, you know, maybe it's on business, maybe it's on psychology. Find books that interest you. See, this is a big thing. You need to find nonfiction books that interest you and then run with it. For me, that was primarily business and psychology. For you, maybe it's architecture and science. You know, figure out what you really enjoy and then go with that so you can start to expand your knowledge, your repertoire, you know, your knowledge toolbox, just so, you know, you are learning, you're challenging yourself in a different way. The next habit is journaling every day, particularly gratitude and reflective journaling. So this is just taking the time to be really, really mindful and really intentional and sitting down saying, okay, here's a list of things I'm grateful for. And obviously we can't ever condense a list to everything that we have to be grateful for. It's simply not possible. But taking the time for that is really, really important, right? So we can gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that way. So then when the reflective part comes in is, what could I have done better today? You know, what's an opportunity for good that I took advantage of? What's an opportunity for good I missed? And so if you want a guide for that, if you want a guide on gratitude, like a very basic, really easy to kind of stick to, pretty quick gratitude journal template, I have those linked on my Etsy shop. You can go to byfatimasabr.etsy.com and you can purchase one there, or you can visit the link in the show notes and it will take you directly to my storefront so you can purchase that as well. So then in kind of addition to that journaling, scribing aspect is planning. And so basically I find it's very difficult to keep up with your to-do list if you don't actually plan out the times when you're going to do that. So I find that time blocking can be quite effective. And so I found that on the days that I don't time block as opposed to the days that I do, sometimes, you know, you fall a little bit behind because we tend to underestimate the amount of time it takes us to do certain tasks. However, it's then easier to chunk your time up, know what to do at a certain time, and then start to finish tasks that way. So it really takes away the ambiguity of completing tasks. Our brains hate ambiguity when it comes to task completion. So the easier you're able to make it for yourself, the smaller you're able to break down the tasks, and the more in-depth you're able to plan out when you're going to do a task, how you're going to approach it, can really decrease the resistance to you tackling your to-do list. So the sixth habit that I want to implement, and these are not in order of importance by any means, but they're kind of chunked up in the way that I would organize them in my day. So reading Quran, moving my body, like reading a Deen book, reading 10 pages of a nonfiction book, journaling, planning, that would all typically fall in the morning. And then habit six that I want to implement is being in a constant state of shukr and dhikr. Right, so just constantly having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on your tongue, having him constantly in your mind, so you're constantly being reminded of him and his mercy just as another means of bringing you closer, right? And when you are in that state, it tends to be harder for you to fall into sin, right? Because you've already established that tie to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The seventh habit that I want to implement is saying no to negative thoughts and replacing them with good ones. I know it's super, super easy for us to fall into that rut of just being stuck in that negative thought loop, right? Where we are constantly thinking about our intrusive thoughts. But what you need to do in order to prevent that from happening is start to not pay attention to those thoughts. Right? I attended that Yasmeen Mujahid event a couple months ago where she said, look, when you have an intrusive thought, you want to treat it like it's a robber armed in every way possible. He has a machete, he has a gun, he has whatever, right? You're not going to open the door to your house and let him in, feed him chai biryani, tell him to stick around for however long he wants, right? You're going to like bar the door, you're going to keep it locked, and you're going to call 911. Right, so intrusive thoughts really are that robber. And so what you need to do is bar the door. Don't pay attention to it. Don't, you know, give it free access to your mind. Right? Take steps to, if this is something you fear, something that could end up happening, take steps to prevent it from happening. But then, you know, always stretch Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout that process. So what saying no to those negative thoughts and intrusive thoughts can look like is recognizing, okay, that thought's there. It does not need to be in my mind for forever. It can leave. Okay, I'm not going to fixate on it. And then start to replace it with good things. You know, maybe you tie in the gratitude thing here again as well, right? You can say, oh, this thought is here, but you know what? Alhamdulillah for X, Y, Z. Alhamdulillah for my family. Alhamdulillah, I was able to go outside today. Alhamdulillah, I have legs so I can walk around, you know? So replacing those negative thoughts with good ones. And it is more of a mindset shift, but given that the way that your brain take some thoughts, you tend to have thought patterns, right? And those are habits because you primed your brain to follow and indulge in certain thoughts. So hence, it is a habit. Another thing that I want to talk about when it comes to thought patterns is changing your should to like a preference. So instead of saying, oh, I should have done X, Y, Z, or they should have done X, Y, Z. You're now focused on, okay, something has happened. Okay, this is in the past, but what can I now do in response to it from me, right? Like someone could have done something and you could end up saying, oh, they shouldn't have treated me like this. Okay, cool. That might be true. But ultimately, you can't go back and change their behavior. So what are you going to do to change your outcome, and then inshallah make it something that you're able to grow from and something positive ultimately. The next habit that I want to start implementing is carving out time of no distraction. So, you know, let's say we start off with 10 minutes a day, right? Whether that's to work on this podcast, side projects, you know, time away from constant internet access, social media, or even screen time altogether. And so for you, this might look like, okay, in the morning, I'm going to take 10 minutes and I'm going to sit down, I'm going to write poetry. Cool. You know, work on that. But really what we want to do here, the focus is intentionality. Take the time to do something and be in a state of like, deep work. So you're training your brain to be focused on whatever task is at hand. And I think focus really is a lost art in this day and age of distraction where instant gratification is everywhere. We have different things to entertain us constantly. But taking that time of no distraction, no social media, you know, things like that, I think is really important in building up our mental strength and building up our focus. And that's something that we need in Ramadan as well, right? Where we want to concentrate on the ibadah and we want to concentrate on our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so if you're able to do that slowly, 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 inshallah, it's going to help you build up that focus and you can start applying it to other areas of your life as well. The ninth habit that I want to apply is spending at least 30 minutes. Okay, that's the ultimate goal, right? Let's say 5 minutes. 10 minutes, however much you're able to manage, spending at least X amount of time away from a screen. And again, focus is intentionality. Be very intentional with what you're doing. Be mindful of what you're doing. Because I find that when we're hooked onto our devices constantly, we are not aware of what we are doing, we tend to live in this brain fog, I think is the best way to describe it. You live in this haze and you're not quite aware of your actions or your behaviors or your emotions, even the way that you are interacting with other people. And when you start to cut down on that, you start fostering more real connections. You become more aware. Your brain becomes awake, right? So I think that that's something really important that we need to start implementing into our lives as well. And so 10, this is, you know, the last habit. And that is to plan out nice things to do for other people. So let's say you start off with, okay, at the beginning of the week, I'm going to plan out a couple nice things that I'm going to do for people, whether that's I'm going to help make the salad for dinner, or I'm going to empty the dishwasher, or I'll go check in on my neighbor. So these can be really small things, but plan nice things to do for other people. And the reason why I wanted to include this habit on this list is because I find that it's very easy to get into your own head and get very self-obsessive, especially when you take into account the nonsense sometimes we're fed by these individualistic wellness gurus, right? So taking the time to plan out nice things to do for other people gets you out of that self-absorbed, conceited headspace and can help teach you, quote-unquote, generosity. You're being super intentional, again, with this. And hopefully when Ramadan comes around, you don't necessarily need to plan things out as much because you've gotten into the habit of doing good things for people, right? So you've taken it from, okay, intentional to now it's instinctual. And I'm not saying you shouldn't have the intentionality, but now the impulse to do those good things, inshallah, should be there. And so now at that point, you've decreased the resistance to thinking about others and doing good things for them, right? And when you start to do things for other people, this actually also tends to lead to an increase in your mood, a good feeling. You know, as constantly dwelling on yourself can actually harm your happiness levels. And so that's why people that tend to volunteer, that tend to give up time to help others, tend to be happier overall. So I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. I actually really enjoyed recording this one. I was really looking forward to sharing out the habits that I was writing down. And, you know, I think, again, the main purpose with these habits is to create intentional change. And there are definitely times in my podcasting journey where I felt like podcasting is an obligation. And so it's definitely very nice to feel like, alhamdulillah, that podcasting is definitely a gift, which it is. And definitely, I'm definitely super, super grateful for that. But it's definitely nice to have that re-inspiration and that nice feeling when you start to do something that you care about, whereas at times it can feel like a habit. So I want to thank you for being here and supporting me and, you know, listening to what I have to say, for trusting me with your questions. I truly, truly appreciate it. If you have any questions for me, you can feel free to message me at Your Muslim Girl Podcast on Instagram, or you can also email me at yourmuslimgirlpodcast@gmail.com. Inshallah, I'll try to get back to you as soon as possible. And again, if you have not submitted any artwork for Palestine, but you would like to, or poetry or short stories, things like that, please feel free to do so. Again, email me at yourmuslimgirlpodcast@gmail.com. If you would like to purchase my planners and help support the work that I'm doing, definitely head to byfatimasabra.etsy.com. You can purchase those there. As always, the links will be in the show notes. Keep the people of Gaza in your du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them liberation, protect them, and glorify them. May He enwrap them in His mercy. So with all that being said, I hope that you enjoyed today's episode, and I will see you next week, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.